What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Anti-Gravity Group Podcast. My name is Braden Carlson.
My name is Taylor Jesse.
And my name is Shane, or as you might know me, Postart.
And Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2024, officially. So we figured we'd start off the year with our rocket resolutions. We actually did this last year in our New Year's Eve special, where we announced the big Arcus and did our cool fireworks show. Unfortunately, we weren't at Taylor's to do a cool fireworks show again this year, but we'll get them next year, you know. The unemployment.
I did it without you.
Yeah. Must be cool to have a job and buy fireworks.
It wasn't as impressive, though, because I didn't have two other people dumping a hell of a lot of money into it.
Yeah. You how much did you spend this year?
$90.
Yeah, I was going to say last year we were like almost $1,000 into the New Year's show.
We went
unhinged
way too hard for New Year's. A whole fireworks display, basically.
And to still do it at midnight is like maybe questionable.
I almost felt bad.
I know. Just a 7-minute fireworks display with like the hardest hitting stuff we could get.
But your neighbors liked it though, so that's cool.
Yeah, there was cheering. There was more cheering this year too, so that was good.
Yeah, Taylor's building up a reputation for himself. But at any rate, we did the rocket resolutions last year, and the only one that I can definitively remember for myself was to hit 50,000 subscribers, and we did that and then some. So,
wasn't it also to go 50,000 feet?
I think maybe, but that's not my fault. I'm blaming CTI for that one. Yeah, I don't want to dig too much into that project right now, but we'll maybe that's something I should talk about on the Patreon, since I don't like to talk about projects that are in the pipeline unless they're like getting close to the end, and God knows when that's actually feasible. So,
well, you talked about it last year.
Did I? The N1560?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It was on the resolution thing, I think.
Oh. Well, hopefully.
Maybe not. You know.
You're just throwing me under the bus right now. I was supposed to build a minimum diameter N1560, okay? But you can't get the motor. Well, you could for one split second. Someone called me and said they have one. They're like, it's $1,600. And I was like, actually, no, I think I'm okay.
Nah, I'm good.
So, yeah, obviously our resolution now is to fly the new $10,000 Aerotech motor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The DMS.
I'll take two, actually. Matt. Where's Matt at?
Oh, yeah. That's worth noting, by the way. Macho Matt, his first resolution is to be on the podcast more. He didn't say that. We did. So far,
we're making it for him.
And, also to spend more of his Garmin money on rockets.
Yes, sir. Damn, I don't know if we've dropped the Garmin money meme yet.
I don't think so, but the people should know.
Yeah, throw that in the comments. Make sure you let Matt know he should be throwing his Garmin money around left, right, and center. But, so I guess should we just get this started? Does anybody have one they want to throw out first? And we'll just kind of do it roundtable style, one at a time. We'll discuss.
I'll go. Why not? First resolution is make more YouTube videos.
Yeah,
solid.
Did you see that we popped one off already?
I know, you really started out swinging. You posted more this year so far than you did last year almost.
No, I was going at the first part of last year, and then I just March
Actually,
happened
you,
and
you posted one before I did this year.
Damn.
Imagine. But, everybody go subscribe to the Rocket channel. We got to get Taylor 1,000 subscribers so he can start making his, $3 a video like I do, and we can really get these.
That's the dream, baby. I buy one igniter for every month.
Or if you saved up for the whole year and you posted like twice a month, you could get
a G motor?
Yeah. Yeah. G138, dude. That's a good motor. But, all right. Well, my biggest one is really hitting home right now. It's to fly and recover a minimum diameter rocket. There's a couple in the pipeline, and something's got to change on the recovery front.
There's a rough track record there. You got to fight.
It's not looking great so far.
How many
only
have you
one,
tried so far? Just two?
Three.
Or is it three? Does that count the Arcus?
No.
No.
That's almost minimum diameter, but not quite. The K300, the I-500, and the K455.
What happened on the I-500?
It worked. I got it back.
Oh. So you got one.
Yeah. I'm not at 0%, but 33 is not phenomenal. And if I can get the next one, we're starting to push towards, I think, 50% of passing grade in some Alabama school districts. That's not a slight at Alabama. I think that's actually true. Or maybe
I think
it's
I'm
something
at 60%.
Somebody said. 60 in Missouri?
No. My minimum diameter track record.
Oh, I see. 60% was the passing minimum in Idaho.
Same
70
here.
In Texas. Learned that the hard way.
Wow.
Anyway. I'll throw it out there right now, actually, that I've decided to do another JB Weld video relatively soon. I'm doing my M1675 that I have. I'm going to do a minimum diameter rocket with that and only using JB Weld. Dude, earlier I was like really messing with the fins on the JB Weld fin can. Those things are on there. I'm a big believer now.
Are you doing what size thickness fins?
3/16s. Because they're glass. I know. Yours is going to go higher because you're doing 1/8-inch carbon. That's
I like
fine.
How you
just want it to
each,
work.
Each rocket keeps going higher.
Yeah, that's like, got to be the issue, right?
We're still working on recovery, but maybe it'll be easier if I go higher this time.
I think so, yeah. They're not going high enough. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's only like, that's probably only going to do like 27.
Yeah, probably.
I was at like...
Hey, maybe... I did 30 my first time and it worked, so I...
Oh, that's good for you. I'm really happy for you.
Must be nice.
All right, pause start. Throw one out.
First one I've got is really similar to Taylor's, is to actually make and post some videos.
Dude, he bought sandpaper today.
Ooh. I did.
Step one.
Is it?
We're getting there.
Yeah, he's going to build his level 3 rocket.
Oh, so there's... I see. To sand things.
Yeah, well, what are you doing? Yeah. You're gonna sand stuff with your bare hands, Taylor? Come on.
I've never made a video without sandpaper, so.
Exactly.
He also got a new lens that really enables the video stuff to go well on account of he doesn't have to stand 70 feet from the camera to fit in the frame now.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. Like we said, okay, so let's start with Matt's next one. What should we make it? Bulk order 9 volts from Amazon?
Yeah.
Ooh, should it be that, or should it be get Taylor a new 3840?
Oh. I was going to say that, yeah. or maybe just, for 2024, I'm going to replace my friend's hardware that I lose.
Yeah, he bought me a new tracker instantly. I don't know what happened.
That's crazy.
I and feel the like Jolly Logic that he didn't even ask to borrow. I like forced it on him to borrow it, and it got lost, and he still bought me a new one. Even though I told him not like... to. I'd like to throw that disclaimer out there. That makes me look like a bad person. Like, well, come on, you lost it.
I feel like this is him, like, somehow getting back for letting me live with him, even though he said that was fine.
Maybe that's something you guys should discuss live on the anti-gravity.
Yeah. Well, if we ever get Matt back on here, we'll bring it up. I mean, every time we get Matt on the podcast, I'm going to bring up why he hasn't bought me a 3840.
He's never going to come back. He's like, no, I'm not going. I know what you guys are up to. All right, on this episode of the By Taylor 3840 podcast.
Why hasn't Matt done it yet? The pressing issue
wants to know. All right. Well, my
throw
next
it down
one
in
is...
the comments. Why hasn't Matt replaced Taylor's 3840 case?
Posted on X hashtag Garmin money.
Email Matt himself at no, just kidding.
Here's his phone number and his social security number.
Fax him.
Well, my next one is pretty adjacent to the minimum diameter one, and that is set a personal altitude record. I definitely have gone higher than my highest flight, but I have to have the rocket back to count it. And I got the K-455 back. There's no way it didn't go more than 14,500, but I'm not willing to count it. There's no way to verify it. If it came back with like a broken fin or whatever, because that's just what I do, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. That counts.
Broken fins don't really count. Exactly. You blew it back on.
Right. Yeah, well, there's a lot of opportunity to set that record straight. So we've got
what?
A couple. My personal altitude.
Oh.
There's a couple things in the pipeline that will be outlined on Patreon here shortly. But yeah. All right, Taylor, what's your next one? Oh, I guess I skipped you. Dang it, I already interrupted the order.
It's all about Rocky Vlogs. I know, it's okay. Similarly, I'm getting back into the minimum diameter game, and I want to set a new personal altitude record. Which
you're projected to do so.
If I can get the rocket back, should be pretty doable.
I was going to say, it's supposed to go way higher, right?
Yeah. So, although it's doing the Alamosa cheat code, so...
I still think, though, if you flew this iteration of the design in Argonia, it would go quite a bit higher.
It would, yeah. I believe it would, too. I think it still sims at, like, 35 in Argonia.
Dang.
Which is crazy.
And then, what, 53 or 50 in Alamosa?
No, like... 47, 48.
That's so insane.
I don't, what's that? There's no way it's going to do that though.
But
I think 40 would be good.
Yeah. What's the launch site elevation? 7,900?
It's like 7,000, I think.
That's so nuts. We got to abuse the paper thin air while we have the opportunity. All right, Postart.
I've got to get my level 3 before Airfest. That way I can have the 3 stripes on my badge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Tripoli Central California. Or are you going to go to Vegas?
Probably Tripoli Central California.
I will throw into the mix that Tripoli Vegas is closer.
Yeah.
They have Collins to 20. And you just need a witness. You don't have to have your taps there.
But, yeah, that's true.
Maybe we could talk David into coming.
Yeah.
We do a little Vegas party and be a good time. The level 3 celebration.
Fun.
Let's just do it the April launch. Or May, I guess. No, they don't fly in May. I think it's too hot. Dang, I was going to say, because if we went after your birthday, then you could celebrate your birthday and your level 3.
Too hot? They had LDRS there in June.
I think that's why they don't fly.
Oh, it was crazy hot, like 114.
God, that sucked. Yeah, that's like how LDRS 40 was at Lucerne. It was like 108. They're like, all right, guys, combat the heat. The waiver opens at 6. Me and Andrew and Sean are eating hot dogs and ramen at 5:45 a.m. Because you can't take breakfast food to a rocket launch. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I think they did 7-3. Back in the day at LDRS and Gene. Something like that.
All right. So Matt's turn again. What are we saying? Fly his 3-inch Punisher?
Finish building it.
Yeah. Finish building and fly his 3-inch Punisher.
Okay. That's fair. All right, Taylor. That means it's you again.
Man, I should be more prepared. Oh. Finish my Nike Hercules and fly it.
I think we've just landed on the first re-resolution.
Did I have that one last year?
I think you did.
I know I had to get my level 3.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Postar. Not that he didn't say that, but you also said get your level 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brayden also said something about flying high. I don't remember exactly.
I did fly high.
Not 50K, though.
No. See, that's the thing, is I've added a new stipulation this year. Get the rocket back, like, in flyable condition.
Just fly any minimum diameter rocket and get it back.
Yeah. I'm going to do a, like, I-205 or something like that. Yeah, I did it. My next one that I have here is finish my Nike Smoke and fly it on a K555, which I think is going to have to probably go to Gene. I could do it at FAR, but like the lake bed is way nicer. Plus then it's kind of cool though that it would be that close at FAR.
Yeah, it would be gnarly.
The up close and personal K555?
Yeah.
Did you see the guy on the Rocketry forum that specifically posted a wanted thread for K555s?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I think he said his wife or his girlfriend is getting into it. And he's like, can't just describe to her how good an AMW skid mark is. And like, if you're listening to this, I regret to inform you that while I have a few, you can't have them.
If we drag race, can I have one?
Probably, yes. I think I'm going to do some experimental type mismatching and maybe turn a handful of my J230s into K555s instead.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. It's a good idea.
Yeah, because if I take 5 of them, then that's 3 K555s. And I know this is like really dumb to say, but then I'd still have some J230s. So I don't think I... What a great motor to be the one that there was just a ton of. I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nike Smoke needs to make a return. I saw a Facebook memory a couple days ago. 12 years ago to the date was when I finished the original Ecom's Ekin.
Because we could do a Nike Smoke K555 drag race.
That would be hype, dude.
That would be cool.
Do you have a case?
No, but I could get one.
Oh, okay. You trying to catch a case?
Maybe.
Oh. You might check with Ken Allen, actually.
The website, according to the website, he doesn't have one, but it doesn't mean that one doesn't exist in his stuff.
That's fair. But yeah, they're definitely out there. I know a lot of people just have them kicking around. I need to get a 7600 case.
A lot of people just have them from back in the Animal Motor Works or whatever days. And that's how I got my 1400. Just like, who has a 1400? And someone's like, I do. I used it once.
Yeah. All right, Possart, you're up.
I've got do some sort of clustering. I'm cluster still.
Cluster stuff.
Yeah, cluster stuff. Still Possart really big on
cluster,
it.
He wants to try cluster stuff in 2024. A little experimentation.
I've got a project in the back of my head that would be good for it, but need to actually do that.
A little cluster stuff on the back burner?
Yeah.
No big deal. Wait, what's the project?
The 7.5-inch Little John.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you want that and an 8-inch gizmo.
Dude, by the way, I just made the Roxim file for my 6-inch Little John, and I forgot how tiny the fins are. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
With the cluster.
He says with the 7.5-inch rocket with 35 million tons of nose weight behind him. Literally shorter than the 7.5, which is the exact same motor.
I know, but the fin span is smaller than the tube diameter on the Little John.
And that's fine. It'll probably need the same amount of nose weight as the Sumo.
That's true.
It's like a whole 5 feet longer.
The Sumo has, what, 3-4 pounds nose weight?
which if you felt the nose cone, you would think it's a lot more. It's like when you pick up the V2's nose cone electronics bay.
Dude, like the V2 has a lot more nose weight, I think.
I think it's 8 pounds. Not including epoxy.
Wait, the nose cone weighs 8 pounds or 8 pounds of nose weight?
8 pounds of nose weight.
Okay, that makes sense. That thing is so heavy.
Yeah, the rocket weighs like 34 pounds, and the fin can is like 14. It's like just the nose cone and coupler is like 20.
God, it flies like so that. Straight, though.
That's the only reason. He's got a ton of nose weight. It's like a mini bag. You gotta get a happy balance.
Then except the mini bag just needs a touch. The V2 needs all of it.
It needs like a forceful grip in comparison. Firmly grasped amount of nose weight. All right, what's Matt's next one?
Make a fully Kinex rocket.
We probably shouldn't reveal his secret.
Oh
project.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I don't think we should.
No, that's gonna be a good one though.
He's we'll really stoked for on the, that. He really just wants to build that and not the.
The 3-inch Punisher.
I'm like, he's like, the Punisher first.
Yeah, let's get.
We
you
can
a
leave that
more
to him. Him to announce for the Matt show.
Yeah, we gotta get him in on that, dude. I know he can do it. He would have 500,000 subscribers tomorrow.
He could never. I'm gonna sanction the Matt show for him.
Yeah, you're the producer.
Yeah.
You're going to take two of his $3 per video. Sick. All right, well, producer Taylor, your turn.
Oh, man, already? How many are we doing?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've got two more on my list.
I have a couple more in my head. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Fly the sumo on a cluster?
Oh, I was going to say that.
this guy puts 5 motor mounts in his rocket and uses 1.
It was a test flight. He won't let me live it down. Yeah,
but Arcus' test flight was on 9 motors.
Yeah, but we weren't testing it. We were just flying it.
We were just expecting success.
Donis Jones' test flight was 5.
Yep, it was. And then its proven flight was a single L and turned into a disaster. So what does
it
that
did.
Tell you? You should
you didn't
only
have enough
fly
motor.
Clusters. Yeah, exactly. Cluster stuff or nothing.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to fly the big sumo on a full 5 motor cluster with air starts and everything. So
woo!
There we go.
Are you planning on doing that at Alamosa too?
Yeah. Unless last minute I decide I don't want to haul it out there. But I want to do it there because I think Bryce might bring the bigger sumo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool. Have all the sumis. I'll bring mine. Okay, well, my next one is fly my Animal Motorworks M2200. I don't know.
I forgot you had that. Oh,
yeah,
my
it's
God.
Sick.
Hate
it's
that.
Sick. You ever flown one of those, Taylor?
Where are you going to fly it at?
Somewhere really far away from you, like where you're not even close. I would like to fly it at AirFest, but...
Do it.
It's kind of cool that if I flew it here, I could stand 150 feet away from it.
Yeah.
It would be Nardwar.
No one's going to get that.
No, that's a deep cut. Just come to
if
fall.
If you flew it in Argonia, you could put it in the V2.
That seems like a bad idea.
Why?
I don't know. That just seems like not enough. I think it might be kind of hard to light.
Yeah, but once it lights, it's good. It's an
M2200.
Yeah, you
flew an M1675 in that rocket.
And an N1000 or N1100. Yeah. That was probably more like, 850. No, I guess
it took off so slow and straight. It was
pretty spicy though. It was probably a little higher average thrust and maybe just a little less impulse. Well, we know it was less impulse because the M2500 went higher, but regardless, it was super cool. Now I have to look. We're making a fact check here. The initial thrust. Almost 400 pounds on the M2200 with a progressive burn. I hadn't considered that. Will that case fit? Yeah, I think so. Because it you fits built a 6th grade 98.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I think it's a 42-inch case. It's like the same as a 15-360 with the closure. I hadn't considered that as an option, to be honest with you. That's like 8-1 in that guy.
Be pretty sick.
That would be gnarly, dude. Dang. Maybe I don't have to build a rocket to fly. I just kind of wanted to build my play button rocket and fly it on the M2200, but like... The play button is big, so I don't really have a rocket it will fit in. All right, well, maybe M2200 on the V2 at AirFest. That's so much flying. We're going to fly the 12-inch Punisher, the Arcus, the V2. That's a lot of gnarly flights.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. We can do it. All right, well, Postart, you're up.
Just in general, to learn more about making motors. I would like to get around to making one, but I have a feeling that might not happen, so just to learn more about it.
We gotta go take Bryce's propellant class.
Yeah.
That'd be super cool. We can just split the gas and drive up there. Especially since, as far as I know, he's not still planning on doing it in the winter. He was talking about it initially, but driving through Northern California and Oregon all the way to Seattle in the winter.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I'm good, but springtime, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
All right, what's Matt's? Eat Brahms at least twice. Does anybody have anything better for him?
Clean his motor hardware immediately after the launch.
Oh God, that reminds me. I haven't cleaned my 29-4120 yet. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta clean that before we go back to Idaho for an entire week and a half. And I got back and saw it sitting on my workbench. I was like, ah, oh no. That's my OG case. I've had that thing since I was like 11. Gotta keep her clean and straight, you know? Tighten those edges up. Like a good haircut. I don't know what I'm rambling for. Taylor, it's your turn. Somebody cue the Jeopardy music?
I don't know. I don't have anything else. I guess... build my Bowmark.
My All right.
Mad Cow Bowmark. I'm just putting it off because... It's
you're
like
scared of it?
It's like, yeah, I'm a little scared of it. It's like modeling. It's a little bit of a departure from my usual building style.
You're literally a finished carpenter.
I know, but I don't like shape balsa wood. I just kind of like...
But I feel like if there's anybody that's decently qualified to do it...
The problem is I have to read instructions, I think.
Oh, there it is. We got to the root of the issue.
Yeah.
I don't know how to read. I have to learn how to read so I can build the Bowmark.
All right. I think what is coming to me as my final one, because I can't really think of anything else, to try to obligate myself to fly the rocket motors that I have. I didn't buy anything from the sales this year because, well, for one, I knew I was going to lose my job, but also I was like, I have so many motors, and like I'll dig through stuff and find like a K that I forgot that I owned, and I'm like, okay, like this is becoming a little bit of a problem. And so basically what I'm getting at, here's my resolution, is to fly more of the stuff that I already have across the board. And that comes in the form of flying motors that I already have and also rockets that I already have or that are half built and need finished.
I thought you were going to say fly all of the motors you have.
Dude, that's insane now. The AMW stuff, there's like 35 of them probably. Like big motors. Well, above I impulse.
Whoa, it's crazy big.
All right, well, look. Wow, there's
Taylor. You have a lot of J230s.
Showing his true colors again, just really stepping all over the Rocketeers that are flying, you know, H's and I's.
Hey, I
Taylor
love
only
eyes.
Flies N Motors Jesse, they call him.
No, I fly. I went to the last launch I went to, I only flew HI and J Motors. And then every time I take, you know, every time you get a Rocket RSO, they're like, is this a little small for you? I'm like, I don't only fly 200 pound rockets. I fly one 200 pound rocket, and people think that's all you do, you know?
Well, one 200 pound rocket twice and one 100 pound rocket.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that's
then
cool
no one,
and all.
No one wants you to fly the 3 pound rockets anymore. Well, I like those too.
You can try all you want to be a man of the people, but I went to a launch and flew just a G motor and went home. So,
yeah, you live 40 minutes away.
I'm out here in the streets with the people, Taylor. Mr.
You
Big
know,
shot
if you were
here.
A real man of the people like Matt, you would drive 4 hours to Argonia and fly only your Mad Cow Mozzie on an F motor.
That's true. Yeah. He's really doing it for the folks in the back. All right, Postheart, what's your last one?
Just to build and fly more rockets. I think I only flew like a handful of times last year. So
I think everybody's here for that. I was trying to use the built-in soundboard, but none of the sounds will load. I tried to hit Taylor with the drum roll while he was thinking. It's just having none of it, unfortunately. It says it's live, but it's just it's not doing anything. Watch, it's just not coming through my headphones, and I'm just clicking this. There's just such a cheering in the background. All right. Well, I think if that's it for us, I'm going to move on to the Patreon submissions, if you guys are ready for that.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, basically, people are posting their rocket resolutions, and we as a council get to berate them. Right.
This sounds fun.
No, you guys know we love you. So we're going to start this off. The first comment from Ryan Smith says one video a week, which I can tell you, I admire the word that I can't think of there. But don't beat yourself up if you can't upload once a week. I mean, look at Taylor and Postheart. They upload once a year.
Well, yeah, we're done for the year, boys.
Yeah, you already checked off your one. You're good.
Trying to keep up consistently with one a week is a hard thing to do. So don't beat yourself up on that front. But if you can pull it off, you're a better man than I am. And he says, number two, launch a hybrid.
That
I
again, would still like a screamer, you know?
Yeah, the screamer. Yeah, that's about the only hybrid I want. Or like maybe that dude that's like rejuvenating the Aerotech RMS stuff. I might take one of those if that was on the table.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm kind of interested, but not to go through the work that he's doing, but I really like watching it from a distance.
Yeah.
If he like gave me all the parts in a Ziploc bag, I'd be into it.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not looking to like bring it back myself.
Yeah, anything that needs ground support, I'm like, nothing. And then he says for his third, launch his 7.5-inch 9-motor cluster across the board. All things that I'm like,
that's one person, all that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Ryan,
I must say though, don't recommend man. 9-motor cluster.
That's what I was getting at there.
Done it, not that cool. I mean, it's pretty cool, but like
it was cool, but is
I think a 5-motor cluster would have been just as cool. Like
right past 7, it's really diminishing returns.
Yeah,
and I only say that because 7 only seems reasonable because of the Punisher. Also,
I mean,
because
6 outboards is pretty cool.
Yeah, because of Porthos, I feel like that's our outboard.
Yeah,
if Porthos wasn't a thing, we'd probably be like, no, that's stupid. Do 4
probably.
Outboards. Why would you even bother? Emma Humphrey says, one, consistent success flying dual deploy. Me too. Number two, fly an L. And number three, go to at least one out-of-state launch. Well, if you can pick only one, I highly recommend AirFest. Any input from you guys on that one?
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, always a good choice, especially with the projects that are going to be there this year, which not just ours. I think there's at least rumors of at least one other big one.
You're like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty worth it to come see the awesome stuff that we're doing.
Well, I
we're
mean,
like a big deal.
No, okay. That's not really what I meant, but.
No, it is. It is just a good, great people, great launch, really well run, and there's just so many rockets flown. I will say, though, I know that Emma's in California a little bit closer. NSL is going to be good, too. 50,000-foot waiver at a NAR launch.
Yeah. I'm excited just to go somewhere different.
Yeah. You guys ready for Bryce's?
Yeah.
Run for Triply Board of Directors. You got my vote every year, Bryce. Support the Triply Records Committee by revamping and improving the Triply Records rules and procedures. I have to say, I don't know if you're at all behind the revamping of the website, but thank you. It is so much better than it was. Before, there was like five of the same records shown, like with different altitudes and explanation of why they were all there. But now there's a search function. You can like specifically look at complex or single motor or two stage or whatever. So yeah, that's super cool. I didn't even realize that he was on the like the record committee until I looked at the website the other day. For no particular reason. Don't worry about it. Just Taylor and I messaging back and forth about one of our imaginary projects that's starting to get real. The worst part about that one is we just have everything, basically.
Yeah.
Break all Triply high-powered handicap records at NSL in one weekend.
Oh.
That is crazy. But I'm glad I'm going to be there for it.
Jesus.
Fly a Submin N5800 boosted dart. That's his project that was supposed to fly at balls this past year. I keep forgetting this 2024. I can't say this year anymore. And subsequently, fly a Submin 6-inch P motor with student payloads on board.
Whoa.
And if you think we're even halfway through this list.
Oh my God.
Cast more than 100 pounds of propellant in 1 month for the first time. As incoming president of Washington Aerospace Club, support and enhance my local rocketry community in the Seattle area. I remember when Bryce moved to Seattle, he was like, I can't remember exactly how he said it. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was like, if I can keep myself from becoming like part of the board of my local club, which is probably not going to happen. So he fulfilled the destiny. He knew he couldn't resist the urge. Host another group project at my workshop. Let's talk, dude. Nigel's in.
He's all about it.
I hope that doesn't get cut out with the background noise that Nigel just meowed super loud. Anti-gravity group Bryce project. He's been asking.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what we would do.
Yeah, I don't know. That is it's such a funny thing that like I'm like, I don't know, how does one become a member of the anti-gravity group? There's subsequently no membership, and also everyone's a member. I don't know. It's a very convoluted.
Not everyone.
Oh, here we go. Taylor wants to gatekeep.
Well, you have to like roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Anyway.
Well, that is fair.
Take a lathe course in my local technical college. That is also something I would really like to do. I want to learn to make my own hardware. Give a meaningful and engaging presentation at TRA Tech 2024. And that's at LDRS, which is crazy that he's going to have time to do that and prep this, because the next on the list is design, build, and fly a 36-inch diameter squat upscale at LDRS on a P motor to under a mile. marking my first over 600 pound rocket.
Dude, he's going to drive a 36 inch squat from Washington to New York?
No,
is he
going to
ship it?
No, I don't know how much of that's his story to tell, so I don't want to dive into that too much. But he told me what he's doing, and it's crazy. But if anyone is capable of pulling it off, it's this man right here. And then next he says, actually fly a rocket in hamster dance, teach an 8-hour technical solid motor design course. You have students, Bryce.
Yeah, I want to go too.
Yeah. Let's do it, dude. We'll go Seattle vibing. And Coastal University of Washington SAC team to have successful flight at SAC 2024.
Dude, that's so much.
It's
The
crazy thing is, from him, it doesn't even sound ambitious to me. I'm just like, that's not a list of resolutions. That's just a list of things that are going to happen this year.
Yeah. I'm just like,
that's not even all of them, probably.
I'm trying to imagine having time to do all that and also like have a job.
Also, Bryce said that Nicole thinks it's funny when we talk about him on the podcast. So everybody say hi, Nicole.
Hi, hi, Nicole.
Our boy, Alex Krishenko. I hope I'm saying your last name right. I'm pretty sure I heard you correct somebody on that at LDRS. So he says, help more people build and fly their rockets. Build a 75 millimeter minimum diameter rocket that will use CO2 deployment and line cutters. It will be the counterpart through my Wildman motor eater. Birds aren't real, and I'm calling it Yeety Bird. I like that. And then
solid.
Yeah. Fly an M1850 at Airfest, either in Birds Aren't Real to 20K or Yeety Bird to 30K. I vote for the second one for no particular reason.
I flew one M1850.
I was there.
Yeah. Case is out there somewhere. Someone ever finds it.
That was the blue one, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Oh, the blue one was the shred.
Yes.
Where you sand it into the cloth.
Mm. Yeah. Don't Dude, time to give your it own another tubes, go. People.
Time to give it another go.
Let's such throw a another... dumb failure. It's just me sanding into my tube too far.
It's almost as dumb as the shock cord being way too small. I think with soft brakes, it would have been fine.
I had soft brakes.
Oh.
It wouldn't I think have been fine. With quote-unquote zipperless, it would have been fine. I did standard head-in deploy, and I think the tube just razor cut it.
Yeah.
Or that a leader, horizontal. If I just would have put a leader on it, like any sane person.
Hindsight is 2020.
Anyway, I'm afraid that... There's a part of me that wants to do that again, use the tiny shock cord, but I'm afraid. So I'm like, I don't want to have that same failure again.
That's the level of petty I am, where I just like get this dumb vendetta where I'm like, well, it's obviously not my fault. So I mean, under perfect circumstances, this wouldn't have been an issue because I've done nothing wrong ever. So clearly it must have just been
it's definitely something else that was out of my control for sure.
Well, the good news is you have another chance to lose a blue 7680 case.
I know, I can't wait.
And I'm right there.
I really don't want to
time.
Though. Me no, and Braden are gonna see who can lose our new 7680 case this faster.
Yeah, we got an amazing deal from I can't remember Bob is his name, but he used to run Hangar 11, and he had two brand new unfired 7680 cases. It gave us a great price. And then my PayPal did this fun trick where it won't let me delete my old address because it's on file for a credit card, and then it just defaulted to that address for shipping. So then he had to go through the whole process of going to pick the package up and cancel the order and print another label. So thanks for dealing with that, Bob, because I basically called UPS and they're like, yeah, we can't do anything. He's got to do it all. But they are on the going to the right address now.
So I now have the full set of blue 75 millimeter Roustech.
You're welcome. Twice.
Thank you. What do you mean twice? Oh, the 6400?
Yeah, I decided.
Just a trade piece, though.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
I know, you didn't have to do it. So
I really didn't.
But I don't have to store your stuff in my garage either.
Okay, here we go.
You know, trash day was last night, was this morning. I could have taken that V2 out there.
True. That's actually funny. I decided for the M1675, I'm going to borrow Postart's case because I don't want to lose the or the Dr. Rocket one, under the agreement that if I get it back, then he keeps his black case. But if I lose it, I will replace it with the red one because I know he wants it.
I'm not saying you just that give him the red one anyway. It happens. But what I am saying is I wouldn't be mad.
The whole reason I even went that far is because I think Postart would be more upset about that case getting lost than I would. But it's just one of those things where I'm like, but like, it's here and I have it, so I want it to still be mine unless I have to make it not mine.
It looks unflown. It's such good condition.
Well, hopefully it stays that way. Well, not stays in good condition. Neutronium says, I'm probably biting off a bit more than I can chew, but we'll see. Break Triple H record. Break the Triple J record. Break the Triple M record. Oh. Get back into local low power flying, which is my favorite follow up to all this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fly some hybrids again. I will happily watch.
Is 2024 the hybrid comeback we didn't see coming 20 years later?
I guess so. Dude, the return of the Aerotech, the RMS hybrid. Gary was at Balls. He was really excited about that dude that was like putting them all back together, and he brought him some stuff. I was like, oh, is it happening? That'd be kind of crazy. And then we can start building like way too long rockets again. Just like the good old days. You gotta make it 10 feet long because of that 6 foot long tank inside.
I mean, from what I've seen, the East Coast guys already have that going.
Oh, sheesh. He's throwing some shade.
That's not a shot. They like their long rockets, from what I can tell. So have
that's
at it.
Because they have to keep them pretty low.
I guess it's a good way to keep altitude down. Just make it longer.
All right. You're generalizing, though. Some East Coast guys coming into the comments. And this is on my channel, mind you.
Okay, I shouldn't make blanket statements.
They press the dislike button on my channel. It affects me, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Smash that dislike button.
No. Do the opposite. Do the opposite. If you're listening to this on Spotify or whatever, leave us a review. Continuing. He says, start making my own motors and break the Triple M record again.
Again?
So, for those what? Unfamiliar, this is...
I just looked up the M record, and it's crazy. So,
is it M2245?
Yeah.
So, that's the motor he's flying. He has a thread on the rocketry form right now. He's getting like a 3D printed.
Yeah, I actually just saw that, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, if it works, it should do it.
Yeah.
I think.
Nick Pertle or Pertel, I don't know how to say your last name. I guess it's L-E, must be Pertle, right?
I think it's Pertle.
Says, nice and simple, L3! Exclamation point. Yes, sir. Gang up. Get those three stripes on your Airfest badge, if you go to Airfest, I guess. Lanza Kalina says, level 3, build and fly my first all-fiberglass rocket and fly an aerospike motor.
Have fun with the aerospike, not
for
you.
Yeah.
It's okay, I feel like it's been long enough since I flew one that I'm okay with it again.
Until you do it, and then you're going to hate it.
I wonder I don't think Farr likes the igniter in the motor before either, which, I mean, is makes a lot of sense. You know, crazy things can happen in hotel rooms in Colorado if you don't follow that kind of behavior. but... Yeah, it's just kind of a pain. It's like not that bad, all right?
No, it's just a novelty, and I'm not really in for it.
It kicked my Punisher pretty hard, though.
I mean, it's a cool motor. I just kind of wish it was available with a regular nozzle I could stick the igniter straight into.
Yeah, well, keep wishing, I guess. Michael Grayless says, get my level 2 with a 5.5-inch block Goblin. Build and fly my Wildman 4-inch Gizmo. Build and fly my 3-inch Darkstar. It will be my first dual deploy rocket. Sick, dude. I love the Gizmo so much.
Yeah.
The 3-inch Gizmo? Daddy. No, man. Now it's demonetized. The 3-inch Darkstar is kind of a cool thing. Because
I wanted one when they first came out, and I mean, I got over it, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, like my OG lineup is the original being the 2-inch Dark Star when it was just the Dark Star, and then the Extreme and the 6-inch, the Ultimate Dark Star. For some reason, in my head, everything after that is still new, even though it's been like 12 years or something like that. But the 3-inch Dark Star was something somehow I didn't really know was a thing till pretty recently, like a year ago or something like that. I was like, oh, that's kind of sick because it's a Dark Star, but then you can do some Punisher style flights.
There's a 2.6 also.
Yeah, that's cool. The 2.6
with a 54?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got AMW L1300s, dude. Let's go. That would be crazy. UPS Rocket Man says, finish building my scratch level 3 rocket and fly it. Nice. Work my way through the build pile. Yeah, I'm with you there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we all? Work on some local club records. Repair my wild man goblin. Build and fly my first 2-stage rocket. I forgot that needs to be on my list. God, dude, I have a lot of stuff. A year's kind of a short amount of time, to be honest. I have everything for that kit, too. I just need to fly it.
What kit? Build it.
The Nike Tomahawk.
Oh, I keep forgetting you have that.
Yeah, it's sick and it's awesome.
It's so cool.
I want to build a Malamute sustainer for it, too. And maybe a Sandhawk. That's a hot take, though, because Sandia confirmed that there was plans for a Nike Sandhawk, but one never flew or got built.
Mm.
It's kind of imaginary, but it's kind of awesome, so... Anyway, attend a Triple E Mid-Ohio launch and attend Midwest Power and earn my level 3 cert. Woo!
Yeah.
Midwest Power is a good time.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be on the no, I can't afford to go, and then we go anyway list again.
Probably. Yeah.
We'll play it by ear. I'm just going to come live at Taylor's house for like 3 months.
Just Airfest to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, dude.
No God.
Andrew Gilmore says, fly an end motor. Get rid of separation anxiety. I forgot he has that rocket.
Oh,
my traveling that? Rocket, the purple one that I was like, okay, oh, fly I didn't know that was what it's called. Yeah, that's the original name. I found a video from Rockets Magazine from like 2008 or 10 or something like that.
Wow.
So, Jacob Tool, I don't know, Tuella, he had it and he flew it and he gave it to Andrew. And Andrew has been just blatantly slacking, what with his full time job and going to college full time too. Yeah, excuses. Fly the rocket. That'll be interesting to see who gets it next. Who dares to take it next, I should say. Build more rockets and fly more are on his list as well. Our friend Jonathan Gabry says, get level 3 certified so I can fly M and N motors. Imagine what he will do with the ability.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Oh, that Jonathan.
Yeah. Imagine the things that he will do if he can fly ends. He's going to show up at Airfest and be like, all right, guys, well, here's my N1000 minimum diameter. It's going like 48,000 feet.
Or just first flight of a 5-inch Punisher in 2000.
Oh, yeah, he has one.
Yeah.
He definitely would do that. I'm rooting for that now. Fly over 20,000 feet. Well, there you go. That's an easy
solution. Do it.
Yeah.
And fly a K1103 successfully. All right. Well, we're still maintaining that wasn't your fault, but
yeah,
I want to fly one too, but I can't buy any more motors. See, I'm already like, yeah, I want a K1103.
I'll fly one.
I flew one.
Yep.
Years ago.
Joke's on you. You don't have a job either.
Yeah.
Jeremy Sim, our boy from Down Under, says level 3, 10,000 feet and 20,000 feet. I have to suspect your level 3 flight might go over 10,000 at this point, right? Nobody does it small or big anymore.
Yeah. It's just sort of that 10 to 15,000 foot range.
It's so buttery easy now.
Yeah.
All the cool kids are doing it.
I just realized I've never flown between 20 and 30,000.
Huh. Well, no reason to start now.
Yeah.
Wait, you
it's like, oh, what's yeah. the point? If you go 19, you might as well go 30, you know?
I was going to say you're fine with pressure, but yeah, it went 19,000. That's my thinking, dude.
That's your problem, Braden. See, you're trying to hit the 20s, and that's why you're losing it. It's that's what unlucky.
That's what I said. So, yeah, 20,000 didn't work, 21,000 didn't work, so we'll go to 60.
God.
What's the problem? Sleepy Sack says to not buy any more rocket kits until I finish building the ones I have. Working on Wildman Darkstar 2.6. Hey.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Not buy any more rocket kits until I finish building the ones I have. I make no promises.
Yeah, we'll see how well that goes.
I must say, you know, my rocket budget was pretty intact, and I would never had any unbuilt kits around until I became friends with Braden. So
at the time, we like, I feel like our conversation started with like, this is a cool rocket. This is a cool rocket. And everyone, I was like, yeah, I have one of those. And Taylor's like, you have one? Have you flown it? And I'm like, no. Dude, the Lock Saturn V, that was crazy, huh? Yeah, I bought one. Have you flown it? No. Have you built it? No.
He's like, man, I haven't flown a rocket in 5 years, but I have some crazy kits that I need to build or are already built.
I'm like, I had a half-built Punisher. And then you know what I did that very same day? Or maybe the next, that same weekend, I ordered another rocket from Tim. But I used it for my level 3, to be fair. Because that's when I traded ironically, my 7600 case for the 5120. It's unfortunate because now I need a 7600 case, but you know, it's like the what's that Christmas story with like the watch and the shoes or something? I don't know. That's not right. Forget I said anything.
What? Not.
The watch and the gold chain. I don't know. Look it up. It's like the Giver. I think no, that's an entirely different book. Anyway, Alex is back to say adding one more goal. Although less of a goal, more just something I'm going to do. Hashtag vote Bryce for Tripoli Pod in 2024 election. Yes, sir. And Dane Hawk says, restore my Lock Psionic that I got my level 2 cert with 20 years ago and send it. Maybe with the original altimeter. That's Whoa. Sick, dude. What altimeter? Any bets? Adept 22. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe that was before the Adept 22. So it would be just...
20 years ago was 2004.
Oh. Okay, well that in my head I was still thinking 20 years ago was like 1997.
You know that rocket's as old as me.
Yeah, I think the Perfect Flight mod existed 20 years ago.
Yeah, that it existed since like 01 or 02.
We are old. Yeah. All right, I'm going to reload this cuz it looks like we got a couple more people.
It's like Lance at Airfest this year. He's like, oh, Taylor, I saw on those look poking around the website, noticed you're 20, you're almost 30. Wow.
Sucks to be old, I guess. Anyway,
I'm like, hey, thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, yeah, you turned 30 this year, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, when's your birthday?
June 2nd.
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
Mm.
All right. Taylor's house. Party. Everyone's invited. Hey, let's do some birthday fireworks. Let's just... Your neighbors are going to be like, all right, man, like, chill. Like, we get it, but not
we get it. You're the fireworks guy. Cool.
I don't know how well it would go over if we drive 25 hours for Taylor's birthday, but I don't drive 13 hours for my mom's that's 3 days later.
So drive.
Which 30? One would you have more fun celebrating?
Oh, don't say that. Don't answer that on the podcast.
Not answering.
Well, I mean, my birthday is right after Alamosa, so, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
I just like to imagine now you just light fireworks for every holiday. Like, it's so Flag Day. Actually,
I was telling Sam the other day, my girlfriend, about this. My dream is to have property where it would be acceptable to light fireworks all the time. And so every time you like have people over, you just have like a...
small like, fireworks display.
Yeah, for just like every occasion. You're just like, ah, having people over for whatever, and you just like have it already set up so they don't even know, and then you just
Sunday bam. Barbecue. Here's yeah. fireworks.
You guys oh, we're celebrating the... Grandpa's birthday. Bam, fireworks display.
Having a dinner you know, to get together small. If you guys want to come light some fireworks. It's just August. I don't know. I'm just kind of feeling it. You know?
Oh, and all also right. Firework Fridays.
Oh, just yeah.
Try a new cake every Friday.
That's honestly great. We can get the Anti-Gravity Group Pyro channel actually rolling.
Yeah.
Someday.
All right. We got one last entry. It's a late entry, but... In the time that we were recording this podcast, our friend Thomas Buska joined the Patreon and added.
Oh, nice.
So thank you, Thomas, for joining. And that's patreon.com/rocketvlogs if you're interested in being part of the conversation. Also, the caption contest is up right now till the end of January. And we're going to give away a $100 gift certificate to the vendor of your choice, or you can pick a rocket or, you know, whatever. But all you got to do is be a member at level one or higher and drop your best comment. Best comment wins. And I need to reiterate here that this is not a game of chance because that would be illegal. This is not a lottery. This is a game of skill. I have read the Patreon rules and I am not breaking any of them. Thank you. Thomas Buzga says, recover L1000 Mach 3 flight. That's going to be gnarly. We watched one of them shred.
Yeah.
He says, recover a Mach 3.5 plus flight. Make an M1378 composite case motor that doesn't immediately explode. Is that the 54? The Loki M?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay, I've had this thought. Could you just do that with like a full length coupler?
Do what?
Make a motor case.
Yeah, here's, I don't see why
here's
not.
What I'm getting at. That's
I
not,
guess.
Probably not for that motor. I don't know.
Well, it's. I mean, if you make it thick enough, well, I'm sure he's going to do a flying
well, yeah,
case.
But not like an off-the-shelf coupler, probably.
So anyway, the reason I'm asking is because that's sort of in the works. I'll let you know after the podcast what's going on with that. He continues, not shred that flight and make it go really, really fast. I should have kept reading before I made comments about it, but yeah. Static test my first liquid. Dude, the people at FAR, it's getting crazy out there. There's just people building and flying liquid rockets like it's nothing. I mean,
that's
not like it's
every
nothing.
Weekend.
If you look at like, but I'm not even talking about just like college kid or college teams, but
yeah.
Julian, he's just like, he's a college student, but he's like just on his own. He, like, CAD designed this stuff and had all the stuff 3D printed, a fin can, and, like, he just built a liquid rocket and flew it. It's insane. And, mm-hmm. and it just worked. It took him 3 tries, I'll add, but it did work. And it would take me 90 tries because I don't even understand. But, you know, I don't have any desire to...
Yeah, to me, me building myself a liquid rocket in my head just makes me think I'm building a bomb.
That's yeah, that's fair. And then Thomas says build at least 3 reusable rockets. That's hilarious. I like to think most of mine are reusable, but that's not always how it goes.
I mean, how many of them have you flown more than once?
Bro, stop.
Most.
Don't put me on blast like this. Yeah, at this point, most of them that are finished and have flown more than once.
What about all the ones with broken fins?
Listen. Those ones aren't finished, okay? I have to refinish them so they don't count for the statement that I just said.
You know, one of your resolutions should be to fix all your broken fin rockets and fly them.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Put it on the list.
I'm going to fix my broken fin rocket and fly it again.
I really want to put a K-555 in my Red Max.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sick.
It's going to be a chonkster of a shot because it wasn't very spirited on the K-780. But
honestly, the thrust probably isn't that different.
Yeah, I guess that's
K780 is kind of a softie.
Oh, wow, dude. You're just throwing shade at everyone and everything today.
What? I don't know. We're after the holidays. It's a little spicy, but I don't think I've said anything too bad.
Well, that's what they all say right before they get canceled.
Oh, you guys are just going to light up the podcast next week without me.
So Taylor said some things and we can't support him right now. He's on a
pull up the receipts from the group chat.
Oh yeah.
These things Taylor has said.
He's on a quest right now to better himself, and we hope that he'll be returning to Gravity Group podcast, but he does need to prove himself. He really does.
Will you play ukulele when you apologize?
Oh yeah, there you go. There's a meme.
I'm not sure how many people are going to get that.
125 pounds initial on the K555, progressing to 200.
Okay, yeah, that's not great, is it?
No.
4-1? 4.5-1?
No, I don't think it's...
Oh, wait, how much does it weigh?
I think it's like 18 pounds without a motor.
Oh, okay. So like 6-1.
Yeah, maybe it is more than that, though, because I do remember being like, wow, this thing's kind of heavy. Yeah, we'll take a look at that. But I do have that the 3-grain Blue Baboon L as well. But I'm scared rip the fins off.
Yeah, it sounds like a fin ripper.
I don't think the 6000 case would fit because that Cosden M that I just got would be cool. The M1130.
Wait, you a Cosden M?
Yeah, M1130 slow, dude. Keep up.
This dude gets new stuff every week. Uh-huh. I can't keep up with it.
I traded some of my awesome AMW motors for it. yeah, I think I'm going to put that in my 5.5-inch BSD Horizon that I have, that I own, that's mine.
Braden likes to flex on my teenage dreams.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll just put an M2200 in there. Got one.
Got one of those, too.
Dude, I kind of want to fly that thing on a K555, though. That would be really appropriate.
Yeah.
And it weighs nothing. But, all right, well, that is the end of the resolutions list. Does anybody have anything they want to throw out? One last resolution to end them all. Can we have a group resolution where we bully Matt into coming to fly more rockets?
I thought we were already doing that.
Well, but yeah, yes. we
let's
can really,
do it more.
Yeah,
more?
We got to commit to it. The only group
really...
project.
Go ahead.
Oh, he was only there for... We had two big group projects last year, and he was there for two group projects, but one wasn't the Arcus. It was the dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was there for the dude and the Punisher, which being there for the Punisher is a good one to be. Like, if you're only going to make it to one, like, if I could relive the Punisher or the Arcus flight, I think I'm still going with the Punisher. Sorry, Shane.
Not even close. I mean, I don't want to say I didn't like the Arcus, but it did make me feel the same on the inside.
I
know.
It just felt like, you know, it's so easy. We've been here
before.
I did
not get that feeling, but I was less scared for that.
Bob Brown was really hyping us up. That was starting to make me nervous. He's like, a group of young guys doing incredible things. I was like, well, let's see how the flight goes first.
Yeah.
Before we start throwing that around.
I was a little concerned about the 9 motors of much smaller diameter, but
do you imagine it didn't work? He just gets on the mic. He's like, you know what? I take back everything I said.
He's actually got
a problem. A bunch of young guys doing dumb stuff.
He would never. He's a man of silence until he come have a talk with us.
That is true.
Yeah.
So overall, we're just glad that it worked. But hey, 2023 was awesome. We accomplished a lot. The fact that we flew two, like, rockets that have weights in the three figures and no less than 7 motors, and they worked like 98% across the board, is pretty good.
Now our foam nose cone count, we're 0 for 1.
Yeah, but we're working on it.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good about the redesign. I know where we can improve.
Yeah, the all thread running through the middle.
Yeah, don't use it.
The not gluing it to the top so that it was just all the all thread and that's it.
Huh?
When
not gluing what?
When you didn't want to glue it to the bulk plate on top. And then it I was like, was we got to try. And... Yeah, it a little glued. Bit because I complained about it. And then we could...
I don't think that was what caused it to fail.
I think it would have helped.
It helped. Literally tore foam off where it was glued.
Yeah. Yeah. But if the whole surface area was glued, then it probably would have been fine.
You know what would for sure have made it work? And we put a tube through the middle.
I think we should.
I'm going to do this time.
I think we should also like make a ring out of one of them and kind of recess the coupler into it a little bit. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We can discuss.
No. Remember how I designed the last one? It worked perfect. All right.
It looked good.
It did. It looked really good. At any rate, drop your rocket resolutions in the comments if you weren't on Patreon to make yours heard. Don't forget to leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening this to on. That's not how sentences work, but I'm going to keep rolling like it was fine. Press the like button and subscribe if you're not subscribed to me on Rocket Vlogs. You can find me on Instagram at BigB1011. Sorry, go ahead, Taylor.
I was just going to say like and describe. Like Tony Hawk says.
Oh, yeah. Jason Ellis says. Like and describe. All right, plug your things, guys.
My name is Taylor Jesse. You can find me on The Rocket Channel with a brand new upload. So go watch it.
Go subscribe. We got to get him to 1,000. He's so
close.
That is
The Rocket Channel on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
And my name is Shane, or as you might know me, Postart. You can find me on YouTube at Postart Propulsions. Hopefully, new video coming soon. Possibly, we'll see.
Happy New Year, everybody. We are the Anti-Gravity Group, and this is the Anti-Gravity Group podcast. We will see you next time.